Unit 4. Following the Fashion. Fashion Style. 2. What style should I wear? Jenny and Peter are talking about fashion styles. Listen to the conversation and answer these questions.
I just got some new fall fashions.
Cool. Show me.
Here, what do you think?
You bought 5 striped shirts?
That's the style this year.
Well, at least they're all different.
Yeah, some have vertical stripes, some have horizontal.
I like that one.
Me too. It's got thin stripes on the top and at the bottom.
You can wear it with your plaid skirt.
No way, Peter. I never wear stripes with plaid.
It was just an idea. Vertical stripes make you look thin and tall.
But horizontal stripes can make you look fat.
No wonder most of your shirts have vertical stripes.
To make me look better. It works.
It may help, but you still have a long way to go.
I just got some new fall fashions.
Cool. Show me.
Here, what do you think?
You bought 5 striped shirts?
That's the style this year.
Well, at least they're all different.
Yeah, some have vertical stripes, some have horizontal.
I like that one.
Me too. It's got thin stripes on the top and at the bottom.
You can wear it with your plaid skirt.
No way, Peter. I never wear stripes with plaid.
It was just an idea. Vertical stripes make you look thin and tall.
But horizontal stripes can make you look fat.
No wonder most of your shirts have vertical stripes.
To make me look better. It works.
It may help, but you still have a long way to go. 4. Qipao manners. Read the passage and do the exercises that follow.
My mother's qipao was made of red silk that shone like a ribbon, soft to touch, heavy in my arms. It fit every curve of her tiny body, making a woman out of her. As a little girl, I used to play dress up in it. By the time I was 12, raised on milk and cheeseburgers in America, I had outgrown it. My mother promised that one day she would take me to China to have my own qipao made. The qipao is a body-skimming robe with a high mandarin collar and distinctive flap across the front combined with a form-fitting European-style dress. We set off for Hong Kong on our family vacation. My mother and I raced through a rainy city in search of silk. We didn't find my fabric. Our family holiday continued. In Shanghai, my mother suggested we shop for a qipao. I held my parents' hands for the first time since childhood. The traffic stops for no one, and no one stops for traffic. On Nanjing Road, the main shopping thoroughfare, beyond the expensive European boutiques, is a store called Silk King. Qipao is best made with a stiffer fabric, said the storekeeper, showing me my choices. It is a formal dress. It needs to have its own manner. It needs to fit your body smoothly. If a fabric is too soft, it will ruin the effect. I liked a traditionally patterned red silk. Shifu Li took my measurements. He drew patterns on colored rice paper. We chose the cut of the sleeves, the height of my collar, the silk for the edging, the fastenings. The next morning, I arrived for my first fitting. As I sat down heavily on a bench, he cried out and grabbed my arm. No, 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 there is a manner to qipao, a way to sit, like this. I lowered myself slowly, following the give of the dress and the fabric. The dress defined my movements. There was only one way to sit. Yes, yes, that is the way. Thank you, Shifu, I said in my best Mandarin. I felt more Chinese already. I had my first qipao. I knew what I was looking for. There is a manner to qipao. I had learned from my mother and Shifu Li.
5. Read me.
Read the following poem and enjoy it.
When you are old. William Butler Yeats. When you are old and grey and full of sleep, and nodding by the fire, take down this book, and slowly read and dream of the soft look your eyes had once, and of their shadows deep. How many loved your moments of glad grace, and loved your beauty with love false or true? But one man loved the pilgrim soul in you, and loved the sorrows of your changing face. And bending down beside the glowing bars, murmur, a little sadly, how love fled, and paced upon the mountains overhead, and hid his face amid a crowd of stars. What to wear to work. 2. Rules for dressing. Nancy is a style expert. She is offering advice to Diana on how to dress properly in office. Listen to their conversation and answer the questions.
Good morning. May I help you?
Yes, I'm wondering what to wear to work. Something fashionable yet appropriate. Any rules to follow?
In fact, there are no particular rules of fashion, yet most style experts agree on a few basic principles.
Yes, I've heard about some of these, like never wear sneakers with stockings or keep bright colors away from your face.
These hold true. There are other rules for proper dressing.
Sounds interesting. What are they?
Always look neat and clean. Make sure your clothes fit. Don't overdo trends.
Don't overdo trends? What does that mean?
Let's say leopard print is in. To look fashionable, you go out and buy a hat, blouse, skirt, bag and shoes, all in leopard print. Bad move.
And what about the styles of clothes? Should we just stick to a few?
It depends. But don't fill your wardrobe with any single style.
And ill-fitting clothes?
Ill-fitting clothes are a fashion no-no. Examples are pants that are too long, skirts that are too tight, and jackets that are too short. Sizes vary from designer to designer, so stick to what lies nicely on your body.
Thanks a lot. I think I've learned a great deal.
Good morning. May I help you?
Yes, I'm wondering what to wear to work. Something fashionable yet appropriate. Any rules to follow?
In fact, there are no particular rules of fashion, yet most style experts agree on a few basic principles.
Yes, I've heard about some of these, like never wear sneakers with stockings or keep bright colors away from your face.
These hold true. There are other rules for proper dressing.
Sounds interesting. What are they?
Always look neat and clean. Make sure your clothes fit. Don't overdo trends.
Don't overdo trends? What does that mean?
Let's say leopard print is in. To look fashionable, you go out and buy a hat, blouse, skirt, bag and shoes, all in leopard print. Bad move.
And what about the styles of clothes? Should we just stick to a few?
It depends. But don't fill your wardrobe with any single style.
And ill-fitting clothes?
Ill-fitting clothes are a fashion no-no. Examples are pants that are too long, skirts that are too tight, and jackets that are too short. Sizes vary from designer to designer, so stick to what lies nicely on your body.
Thanks a lot. I think I've learned a great deal.
4. Two journalists' opinions on dressing professionally.
Read the passage about dressing professionally and do the exercises.
1. Dress for success. I used to be a journalist myself. I am retired after 43 years with the same newspaper. Assigned to cover local, state, and federal courts for more than 20 years, I prided myself on wearing a coat and tie every day of my employment. After all, I had been interviewing lawyers and judges who wore this type of clothing. And when in Rome and other places, I mostly wore sports coats and slacks, but had a white shirt with a necktie every day. But some years back, our newspaper commenced hiring journalism students from colleges. And before I knew it, the newspaper permitted beginner journalists to wear blue jeans. I don't recall what kind of shirts were worn, but neckties were out. To me, the coat and tie showed I had a little pride in how I appeared in public. Personally, I wish today's journalists could have more pride in their appearance and in their work. 2. Some traditions don't die. As a 25-year-old journalist, let me say that professional dressing has not died, at least with me. I generally avoid wearing blue jeans and t-shirts, even on casual days, even when it's perfectly acceptable to do so. Why? It's not that I want to feel superior. I just feel that dressing in a nice shirt and tie gives me the mental message that I'm here to work, not to play. And it lets those older than I know that I mean business. If I'm working on a Saturday, I might loosen up a bit, especially if I have to go cover an event outdoors. If I'm at a crime scene and need to talk to witnesses or neighbors, I might loose the tie and unbutton the collar to fit in a bit better. But I still never wear jeans to work or to events, and several of my young colleagues follow the same philosophy.
6. Read me. Read the dialogue and fill in the blanks to complete the outline.
Interviewing a famous fashion designer.
Welcome to our program, Mr. Brown. First of all, what are your views on clothes?
Clothes aren't about status to me. They are very personal. They touch our body. They are an extension of our soul.
I can see that your clothes don't display luxury, and they don't seem to refer to historical eras or geographical regions either.
Right. I want to make clothes that are beautiful. I'm not interested in history or exotic places in any obvious way.
To me, fashion usually has very little to do with today's reality.
I've always tried to avoid making clothes that encourage people to judge the person wearing them. I want to design clothes that give people the space to be themselves. People who wear my clothes can be what they want. They can be at once intellectual and rude. It's about mixing up all of those things.
Another thing I've noticed is that your designs tend to be neither much too manly nor too womanly.
I think men and women are more similar than perhaps our culture acknowledges.
Could you give us an example?
Okay. Months ago, I did a jacket with large shoulders, which gave it a manly look. Then I added a long red fringe, a very womanly touch.
Thank you for your time, Mr. Brown.
Thank you for inviting me.
Vocabulary, new words.
Reflect.
Character.
Occasion.
Regarding.
Striped.
Vertical.
Horizontal.
Stripe.
Plaid.
Ribbon.
Curve.
Dress up.
Cheeseburger.
Outgrow.
Body skimming.
Robe.
Mandarin.
Distinctive.
Flap.
Form fitting.
Fabric.
Thoroughfare.
Boutique.
Stiff.
Pattern.
Measurement.
Rice paper.
Sleeve.
Height.
Edging.
Fastening.
Give.
Casual.
See-through.
Miniskirt.
Sneaker.
Sandal.
Expert.
Principal.
Neat.
Overdue.
Leopard.
Ill-fitting.
No-no.
Vary.
Presenter.
Spot.
Professionally.
Retired.
Caught.
Slacks.
Journalism.
Recall.
Personally.
Superior.
Mental.
Loosen.
Witness.
Loose.
Unbutton.
Philosophy.
Brand.
Image.
Stylish.